WNTN, home of Greece and Echoes, the longest running Greek American program in the country.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Ξανά καλημέρα σας, αγαπητοί ακροατές και ακροάτριες. It is such a pleasure to present Grecian Echoes along with the Alpha Omega Council, the recognition and celebration of Greek Heritage Month, not only here throughout the United States, but throughout all of diaspora. As the Alpha Omega Council has put together an idea spearheaded by my good friend, he's sitting across from me, Mr. Kostas Sideridis, past president of our Alpha Omega. And we came up with the idea to create for the next several Fridays, right through the month of March, and I don't think it's any coincidence that there are five Fridays in this month of March, as today we will introduce what our ideas are, what our thoughts are, to create 12 pillars, expand on them, bring in Greeks who are experts in so many things that we've all created and all part of our DNA. Kostas Sideridis, good morning, kalimera, and again, thank you on behalf of the Alpha Omega Council and our listening audience for spearheading this wonderful idea. Kalimera.
Καλώς
ήρθες. Ζήτω η Ελλάδα.
Ζήτω, καλημέρα, χρόνια πολλά, καλομήνα. You know, when you played the national anthem, I reflected back to the opening ceremonies in Greece during the Olympics many years ago. You know, that you became emotional how this little country has done so much. And this is an idea that, obviously, Teddy, you and I have been talking about for years now. And I'm so glad that here we are, right? March 1st, Kalomina to everyone. And it's been a decision that we've talked about for many, many years. And I'm so glad that here we are. And yeah, it's March. It's Greek Heritage Month. It's a narrative that a lot of people have recently heard. It's been around for quite some time. But the thought has always been, how do we expand on it and how do we celebrate it, right? There's 31 days. There's thousands of Greek Americans, not only in New England and throughout the country. And, you know, in this era of, you know, not just tribalism, but, you know, about diversity and inclusion and all this other stuff, why not us little Greeks here kind of wave our own flag and say, guys, look at all that we've done throughout humanity, from ancient Greeks to modern Greeks. You know, we kind of definitely punch above our weight, and we got a lot of things to talk about. So I'm just happy to be here, Teddy, wishing all of your listening audience, again, a Karomina, and just excited to be here and talk about all these things that we're going to be talking about, getting some resident experts in a lot of these fields. And, you know, when we started talking about these fields, how do you just bring down to 12? There are so many.
We put a bunch together because there are so many. But we've come up with this, and everything is a little bit subject to change. That's a thing that we are open to. But we thought that we would create, you know, what are these 12 pillars of ancient and modern contributions to humanity provided by Greeks throughout diaspora. Certainly philosophy, mathematics and engineering, all the sciences, and there are more, but biology, zoology, botany and geology, arts and literature, so important to us, democracy, law, civics, government, of course, our athletics, finding the Olympics, the marathon, sport in general. Somebody made a social media comment, also martial arts were originally part of Greece's history. Astronomy, architecture, medicine, military, faith, religion, history is what it's all about, and even our food and cuisine at some point we need to exploit, no doubt about it.
One of the top three, if not the top dietary thing in all of the whole world. So yeah, there's a lot. So 12 is a tough number to keep it under, but I think the pillars are important, obviously based on the symbolism there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just a very tough list to narrow down. But you know, if you take a moment just to think of all the things that we do on a daily basis and think of what the ancient and modern Greeks have contributed, it's mind-blowing. And it's important to not only continue what our parents have taught us, but also for the kids as well, for our own kids to understand how important of all these different contributions we've done for humanity for years. And I think, you know, one of the words we keep on going back to today, we've talked about this, is the word philotimo, mm-hmm. and how that intersects all these different pursuits. So it's an interesting thing, and you know, you spend hours thinking about this, and it's hard to nail it down, but here we are, we're here, and love to talk more about ideas on how we can expand this, because I think the ultimate goal is to do this over a few years. It's very tough to talk about all these things over the next 4 weeks, mm-hmm. but today's the launch. I'm, like, again, happy to be here, and happy to talk to more about, you know, what are your thoughts? You know, what as growing up as a Greek American, how did you kind of talked about all these things? And clearly, you know, we'd like to hear from some of the folks out there as well. Definitely, please call the studio. And I think everyone have this number memorized, but
It's 781-559-3300. We did want to open this first broadcast up to our listening audience as well and get their feedback as well, because after all, they will be the ones who are listening. And if there is any contributions that anybody can make, you know, let us know. What do you think of the idea? You know, how do we expand on it? How do we preach outside of our own choir this month as well to let everybody know that it is Greek Heritage Month? It is also coincides with Women's Month. So we have so many accomplished Greek American women out there. Bravo to them all. You know, let's sing from the rooftops. Let's let everybody know who they are and what their contributions are. And as you say, not only to modern, but to ancient, you know, our history. It's something great. So again, if you want to hone in, we'd be more than happy to hear from you at 781-559-3300.
A quick shout out to Kostas Spiliakos, who gave me a book to look at called The 8 Pillars of Greek Wisdom. Mm-hmm. And it really is a sign of the virtues and values that we have as a people, whether it be the pursuit of excellence, the restless curiosity, the love of freedom, the humanism. Mm-hmm. So typically, it's our engine that created all of these, right? Because it's one thing to create some ideas in mathematics, geography, engineering, but how did we do that? So it's the cause and effect. It's these virtues that we had for millennia, mm-hmm. that created this engine that allowed us and continues to allow us to create all these ideas that are not only revolutionary, unprecedented, and have a huge impact on humanity. And I use the word humanity because we've been doing this for millennia, for years.
That's the hard
So time. It's not just, we're, you know, this isn't our first rodeo. We've been doing this for quite some time here. So it's clearly the pursuit of excellence. Mm-hmm. And it's a virtue that our parents have taught us. We're looking to teach our kids that. And it's just great. It's just great to be part of this team, part of this Omada. And like you said, Teddy, let's energize and inspire others to do the same. So we're just not quiet in the back, that we're up front, loud, and proud of basically all these things that we've done.
Mm-hmm. So once again, what we're going to be doing, and we'll start next Friday, is bring in experts in these particular fields. So Costa, why don't you go through the process of you know, what we're doing and how we're reaching out to get these particular people in studio, all of Greek American heritage.
So clearly, far be it from Teddy and I to talk about some of these topics with our limited knowledge. So the intent and goal is to bring resident experts that are just experts in these fields to further explain to us, so that we all learn what was, you know, the Greek impact on mathematics or so much as philosophy. We all know the players, Socrates and so forth, and all these other folks, Archimedes in mathematics and all these other folks. But you know, what was the impact? How did it transform our modern-day humanity, on what the impact was on our society for all of these? So the intent is to find, whether it be industrialists, whether it be academics, whether it be policymakers, you know, we could spend a whole month just talking about the government, democracy, and constitutional government. But, you know, there's a lot of subject matter experts, and we'll invite them to the show, have us say a few words, and hopefully by the end of this month we'll be inspired, we'll learn more, and we'll maintain that curiosity of learning, that pursuit of excellence that makes us Greek Americans who we are.
That's it. You're enjoying our introduction to a five-week this year, five-week each and every Friday, the following next Friday is right through the end of March. Grecian Echoes, along with the Alpha Omega Council, will present the 12 pillars of ancient and modern contributions to humanity.
Did you know that the Greeks invented this? Hi, I'm Lauren, and an intern at WNTN. Today, we are going to be talking about geography. Geography was invented by a Greek scholar named Eratosthenes. He lived from 276 to 194 BC and is widely known as the father of geography. The word geography itself originates from two Greek words. The first word, geo, means the earth, and the second word, graph, means to write. This message is presented by the Baboulis family.
Shout out to Stefanos, one of our brothers.
Stefano, congratulations. I love that. Again, yet another important thing that we've contributed to geography. And I think I was reading up on this that, you know, the ancient Greeks were able to estimate the circumference, I believe, of the earth within 10% way back. So, again, Stefano, congratulations. And a quick shout out to all of our members of the Alpha Omega Council. We're all fanatics when it comes to promoting our Hellenism. So, and I know a lot of them have done a lot with you here, Teddy. Of course, you being one, it's amazing all the stuff you've done over the years to support the mission, Teddy. So, and you know what? I'm reflecting back. If you recall a couple of years ago during the independence celebration that we had, how we had all the leaders of the Epanastasi, of the revolution that we talked about one every week, and how much I learned from that. So the hope is that we can emulate that. The hope is that we can also find some of these tidbit of knowledge that we'll discover in the next couple of weeks in March that we can share with our family, with our kids, and our friends, because a lot of our friends are not Greek. So you know, we always get the thing, well, Greek Heritage Month, you guys making different types of pizzas and different types of roast beef. And I always tell them, I said, look, you know, when you ever get Archimedes, Socrates, or, you know, Leonidas, you know, let me know. But if you don't get there, in the meantime, you can definitely enjoy our cuisine as well. So I kind of joke with them saying that, you know, there's a lot more than just our culture and our food, but it's still one of the best out there too. So not bad to have a good spanakopita every now and then.
No doubt. Listen, let me give the phone number out, and I invite any of our Alpha Omega brothers, if they want to contribute, they're more than welcome to. We'll be here till the close of the program at 12, and then the Irish take over with the Echoes of Erin. As, of course, we've created Boston's hub for international radio and specialty programs to try to reach out. You know, we are Boston, and, you know, the Greeks certainly play a major part in that role. And again, 781-559-3300 if you'd like to get through. Carson, I want to ask you on a personal level. I've known you, and you've become one of my closest friends. And your passion, you know, we've created our own group, of course, members of the Alpha Omega, our own little tight group, our Thales 11 group, and you bleed blue, as we all do. But what is it that, you know, got you to that point? What, you know, what was it? What is it for Costas Sidereides that gives him, you know, so much passion? You devote yourself to your church. You devote yourself to the national level. I think you overdevote yourself sometimes, and I kind of give you a little bit of a hassle on that. But, you know, what is it that drives you?
I think, you know, being an immigrant, I wasn't born here as much as I am a very proud Greek American. I'm a Canadian, so my horio is Montreal. I grew up in...
So you have three, three patrides.
Yep, so I grew up in a country that is, you know, wasn't as nationalistic as the U.S. is. So, you know, we definitely kept to our own. A lot of my friends back then and still are of Greek descent, and again, my parents were very involved in that, so I learned from our parents, just like you have, Teddy. All of us today, we've learned from someone, and that's typically our folks. So definitely a shout-out to my parents, both Deshmin and Nico, for all that they've done and continue to teach me. But we're very blessed, Teddy, and I think once you realize the responsibility of this, hate to say be arrogant, say greatness, but when you have this ability of being in the best country on earth, having the best heritage on the planet, you have to do something. You can't just sit back. You got to be proactive. And I think that's what drives me and my kids sometimes think I'm crazy, you know, doing all this stuff. But as always, as parents, we plant the seeds with our kids, hoping someday, thafitrosna, that they will eventually grow and understand this. But the thing that gets me, Teddy, is we don't have enough time on all the stuff we want to do. Mm-hmm. So like all of our listening audience out there, you know, there's something inside of you that burns Greek. Seize it. Don't let it die. Don't let it extinguish. Go out there and do something, whether it's, you know, bring up a conversation with your friends or take the initiative and do something. Drake Baracus always told me three adjectives that I hold dear and true. It's like, you know, leadership, initiative, and service. Mm-hmm. How do we use those three to go out there and push for what we do? So I get a kick out of it. I enjoy it. I give you, Teddy, a lot of credit for putting up with my calls late at night when I'm giving you all these crazy ideas I have. But, you know, the good thing is we're not alone. There's a lot of people that share what we have, all of our upbringing, whether it be local or international, or even those listening abroad in all these wonderful countries that listen in. Do your part. You know, for a country of only 10 million, having another 10 outside of Greece, and we're only 20-some million strong. So there's not a lot of us, but we definitely speak for billions. And it's important to do that. So, like I said, we're all born generals. We're always looking for our army. That's why when you get a room full of five Greeks, you get six opinions. But I think inevitably we're born to lead, and it's important to do so and take that responsibility seriously.
Yeah, unequivocally, that's what we feel. And we like to have fun, you know.
I play harder than I work, Teddy,
you know,
that I know.
we like to have fun. We enjoy our pareja. We enjoy our friends. It's kind of amazing how... the majority of the people who are in our closest circle are all Greek. Of course, we have our, you know, our Americani friends.
Of course.
I mean, and we label them as Americani friends. It's kind of hard to put that into perspective sometimes. And
but we welcome others. Like you said, you know, Irish, you know, this month is also Irish Heritage Month.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us, you know, are good friends with many different ethnic groups. And I keep on saying how we're between the Greeks and the Irish, we're the only two ethnic groups that have a standing invitation to the White House every single year. So that's important to know as well.
And so that'll be coming up soon, won't
correct,
it?
Correct, yep,
it'll
in a couple
be coming
weeks.
Up soon.
Zito, the 25th and stuff. But, yeah, especially being in Boston, right? There's such a huge influence, not only of the Greeks, of the mm-hmm. Italians, of the Irish. So
yeah.
it's a great opportunity to do that. And not to mention the Armenians. Let me throw in our friends, the Armenians, and all the stuff they've done and that wonderful place they have out there outside of...
The Armenians have done a terrific job.
The North End, yeah.
As a matter of fact, as you know, my wife Debbie's Armenian. Yep. My kids are half Armenian. On Channel 2 this past week, a wonderful new documentary has been put out that is airing on Channel 2. A great documentary highlighting their history and their difficult road and what they've been through as well. Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned sports before. So here we are in the month of March, and we have two wonderful events
coming.
Yeah,
let's talk about these.
Yeah, we have,
and it's no coincidence that they're in March, right?
Yep. So we wanted to ensure that we celebrate the month even further. So we have on March the 20th, Greek Heritage Night at the Celtics down at TD Garden. And an unprecedented event that following Saturday on the 23rd, we're actually going to Foxborough. Though not for the Patriots. This time it's going to be for the Revolution, where we're going to be celebrating Greek Heritage Month with a local gentleman by the name of Jack Banayotu, who is out of Cambridge, I believe it is. So he's a local boy who is also of Greek descent, of course, up to Gipro. I think he's a Cypriot. So we're very excited about that. That's going to be at 2 o'clock on Saturday the 23rd, as well as the Wednesday night, March 20th, down at TD Garden, with our good friend Yanis Antetokounmpo, who's coming back in town. So he's, again, a VIP for many, many years, and he's going to be a strong player. Both him and his brother, too, I guess, right? Glukos, I think, is out there as well.
I believe he's playing there as well.
Yeah,
so. I don't think he sees the action that his brother Yanis
exactly.
does. But anyway. Yeah.
And then we got our back to Fenway Park in June again with that. So this is the first time we're going to have three of these events. Obviously working with many of our partners, whether it be Alpha Omega and AHEPA and others, that we'll be all working together. Because, again, it's about doing this olimazi. We got to work together to support each other and let the folks know. So it's exciting. Greek Heritage Night, we got three events coming up, two of them in March, and again one in June. So
and then we've got the marathon, which is coming up. How can we forget the marathon? And, you know, what an important event that is. And that's one of the highlights of the year. And I think that more and more people are learning that there is an actual place called Marathonas, Greece, which is 26.2 miles from Athens. It's that story alone. If you can just take that story and, you know, let everyone know, you know, most people's definition of a marathon would be a 26.2 mile race. And they would think that that's the meaning of the word and that the history doesn't exist. But
you see all these bumper stickers that say 26.2.
What does that mean?
And they went knocking on the window. They said, Vred, do you understand what that means aside from just the distance?
Yeah.
And there's so much history behind it. It's the iceberg effect. They look at the distance and they look at all the symbolism that's behind it. But plus, we got the Olympics this summer, too, I believe in Paris. So
yep, that's right.
There's going to be a lot of, again, sports. Think of all the stuff that we've done between the marathon, the Olympics, all that we've gained and all that we've shown and all that we've inspired. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, obviously all that you've done too, Teddy, with your good friend Spiros Dimas and all that he's contributed, not only to the country of Greece, but all that he's done to his own sport of weightlifting. He's a hero in many regards.
Yeah. So once again, let me go over the 12 pillars that we've come up with. And once again, we are reaching out to our listening audience. If you know any resident experts, philosophy, mathematics and engineering, sciences, all the sciences, biology, zoology, botany, geology, and more, arts and literature, democracy, law, civics, and government. That's something that we're really looking forward to and expanding on. Athletics, we just discussed the athletics. And history in general. I mean, the fact that, you know, history exists because we created it. It's, you know, astronomy. Look at the stars, you know. All I see is a lot of dots on a nice night, you know. But, you know, what's it all about? Architecture. Look at some of the beautiful architecture that's created and continues to this day and even resonates in our city of Boston. Medicine, you know.
The Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. The military, you know. And, of course, faith and religion, our Greek orthodoxy. And the importance of that and the role that that plays.
And even the importance of the ancient religion of the 12 gods. They are still being the goddess of war, the goddess of this. So it's still symbolic in that that still plays, it has an impact on our everyday life. So it's just, it's interesting how deep this goes and how consistent it's been.
Yeah.
So
can we expand, Costa, on the reason that we decided to come up with 12 different pillars and the significance of that number 12?
I think 12 always seems to be a secular and a non-secular number, right? Whether it be religious or non-religious, 12 always seems to be a good number that Greeks like. 12 and 3, they seem to be 2. So even though we could have done 27 or 48 pillars, I think 12 seems to be a good number. And it's going to happen over 3 years. So we're looking to highlight 4 this year, 4 next year. So this becomes something that's consistent because like anything else, you want to continue that brand. And let me say one more thing, Teddy, about Boston itself. We're so blessed to have probably the premier academic capital, if not the United States, the world, on all the academic resources we have. And a quick shout out to our dear friends at the Circle for Hellenic Academics that have over 200 Greek professors of Greek descent, and they are all resident experts. So we could just invite them and they can come talk about all these. But we're very blessed to have some very, very wicked smart people, as the locals would say, that they can help us talk about these things and expand upon them. So we're very excited.
And we're also very blessed to have our Consul General, Simeon Tegos, and all those that, you know, were before him, and for all those that will follow him, for being such a wonderful, first of all, representative of what this is all about, you know, Elas, Greece. So many of us travel there, you know, annually, biannually, whatever it is. Many haven't been there. Maybe, you know, always put that on your bucket list if you have yet to go. Check it on out. But when you go and you step on that ground, the goosebumps are back. You're home, and it's, you know, it truly is the original home, and it's your land. You're stepping on your land. And everybody who's listening who has been to Greece, you know, knows exactly what I'm feeling right now.
It's my spiritual biyi, my spiritual well. Now, not to get into the religious side of things, but like you said, you're there. It's the air. It's the food. It's the people. And that inspires us all. So that's why I'm here sitting in front of you, Teddy. That's why we've been talking about this for years. And that's why I hope all of you listening today sharing this enthusiasm, sharing this inspiration on how you can do something to inspire others around you, and just to go after this opportunity, just to let people know all the Greeks have done. Not that they don't, but, you know, a nice refresher is always important, because let's face it, we all are part of a team. We're all part of a tribe. As much as tribalism may have some negative connotations, we all like the Patriots. We all like the Red Sox. We're all Boston strong. So, you know, I always keep on saying Boston strong, but also Greek strong as well. So that's what it's all about.
There's no doubt about it. You are tuned to Grecian Echoes. We're on 1550 AM radio in Boston. I'm Teddy Dimitriadis, along with past president and taking lead on this new, shall we say, Greek Heritage Month Friday late morning program, The 12 Pillars of Ancient and Modern Contributions to Humanity. During this week, we will identify and bring in to the studio next Friday an expert on one of those pillars. And that's another thing. When I was trying to come up with a design for the social media posts, you know, I just Googled 12 pillars, and I, you know, I read on, you know, there's so many different styles, and, you know, architecture, that's going to be a real, real interesting, you know, kind of looking forward to that one. Listen, before we continue, I just want to play a song, and I want to send it out to you, to your family, to all Greeks. This is a fun song. We can't forget our music. Loya Klidomen, I think it's one of your favorites.
Teddy, thank you. Bum it.
Και περνάνε δανεικά, ζητάνε κόκκινα στολίδια σου φοράνε και σε παρατάνε. Ό,τι μέχρι σήμερα δεν έκανες, απόψε κάνε λόγια κλειδωμένα ανοίξε. Έρχονται οι μέρες και περνάνε δανεικά, ζητάνε κόκκινα στολίδια σου φοράνε και σε παρατάνε. Ό,τι μέχρι σήμερα δεν έκανες, απόψε κάνε λόγια κλειδωμένα ανοίξε. Ζητάνε κόκκινα στολίδια σου φοράνε και σε παρατάνε. Ό,τι μέχρι σήμερα δεν έκανες, απόψε κάνε λόγια κλειδωμένα ανοίξε. Έρχονται οι μέρες και περνάνε δανεικά. Ζητάνε κόκκινα στολίδια σου φοράνε και σε παρατάνε. Ό,τι μέχρι σήμερα δεν έκανες, απόψε κάνε λόγια κλειδωμένα.
You know, we didn't mention dance and how important that is to our culture. That's a great dance song, isn't it?
Yep.
It really, really is. Costa, let's spend the last couple of minutes here this morning talking about our children and the importance of the language. We've been speaking mostly English, but η γλώσσα μας είναι κάτι που πρέπει να το κρατήσουμε κοντά μας.
Σίγουρα.
I know that you speak Greek. I know that your kids, you're trying to get them to speak Greek. And it's a challenge for all of us to pass that on, you know, but we can never forget it.
Language is such an important part, not only to humanity, but especially the Greek language and its impact on our modern day English and all the different terms and verbs and everything else that we have. And, you know, and again, Teddy, you and I were talking at break here saying that, you know, this isn't about me. This isn't about you, even though you have an amazing impact on all that we do here as Greek Americans in Boston. It's really about the kids. It's about a legacy.
And it's all about the next
And that's what
generation.
Inspires me to keep on doing this. So it's, like I said, we plant the seeds, have them in the Fitroson at some point. If not, you know, eventually even Xerocafalo understands things, but, you know, it takes a while.
Yeah. Listen, we're on for about another 5 minutes, and then we're going to make way for our Irish program. If there's anybody, I know somebody called the office number, but we're live in studio at 781-559-3300. If anybody would like to hone in. And, of course, we're open. My email, you know it, GrecianEchoes1@AOL.com. If you know any expert in the fields that we discussed, you know, by all means, feel free to contact us, and we'll do our part. So we feel as if that, you know, we're going to need a full half hour to 45 minute program to go over all of these pillars. And this we'll try to make this an annual event. And during March, which once again is Greek Heritage Month, and I think that's the message that we really want to get out today, being the first day of the month, to take it, cherish it, spread the word. Social media, we've been discussing that, how important that has become. Constantly people are reminded, but we need to kind of spread that a little bit amongst the others.
Especially with the advent of AI, but I want to yield back to the master. It looks like we have a...
It looks like we have our phone call, and we thank them for calling. Good morning, Kalimera, and welcome to welcome to Greek Heritage Month.
I was listening to your program. I grew up in Australia. Last month, on the 24th, 25th, my Greek community in Victoria organizes a big festival in the heart of Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. Where are you calling us from?
I'm working right now in Milton.
Milton, Mass. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, in a college. You will know which one it is.
Curry? Can I guess Curry?
Yes, it is.
It's the only college I know in Milton. Thank you for joining us. Are you a student there? Are you a student?
No, I work here.
Yeah.
Your signal here is great, so I just want to put an input where I came from as a Greek. I grew up. So let me continue.
Please.
The festival is called Andipodes. You can look it up on YouTube so you guys can get an idea of how big of a scale it is. I don't want to get into politics or anything like that, but it would need that type of influence. So this can happen here. If you look it up on YouTube.
What is it again?
Andipodes.
Could you spell that for us and our listening audience?
Okay. Andipodes. I think it's spelled like that.
Got it. We'll definitely look it up.
We'll look it up.
Yeah.
We'll look it up.
The place is called Lonsdale Street. That's where the first Metanastas opened their business, and the windows were written in Greek letters only. Mm-hmm. You know, for an example, as a butcher, Zacharoblastio, Gafanio, and that type of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Greek community was pushed out of there, but the mayors of Melbourne in the past let us call that as the original Greek quarters. So every light, the lampposts that you see there, it's not just a round shape that just gives light to the street. It's a Greek key, and it shines blue as well.
Yeah.
So
another example of the architecture, how it, it transcends not only time zones, but hemispheres.
Yeah. Caller, what's your first name? What's your first name? Porcelana.
Harry, this is a, you know, we have such a huge population down in Australia. I think I have an uncle down there as well, and there's millions of Greeks down there, so it's pretty amazing.
If you look it up and look at the scale this is, we can celebrate our Greek heritage as one because, look, I grew up in Australia. I felt there we were one. Here, I've been here for 20 years. I go into different communities, and there's different Greeks from different regions. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's regionalized. We are regionalized, no doubt.
That's it. That's the word, right?
Yeah.
And I do not feel welcome as a Greek because I'm not from the area. Well, so you get treated a little bit badly, or.
I have never experienced that as a Greek American.
Because you're Greek, you grew up here. Because the Kotos Anthropi.
Well, Harry, what I can say is we'd love to invite you to one of these Greek Heritage Nights. We'll introduce you to many people here. And to your point, I think as Greeks, we like creating silos. But the hope is that, especially during this month of March, that we all work together, Olimazi, to celebrate our common heritage and our common goal. Because
that's
ultimately,
right.
We're all working together. Together, and that's how it should be.
Yeah, and I want to thank you for listening to the program, and I want to thank you so much for calling and, you know, voicing your opinion. I appreciate it. Harry Nasikala. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nasikala, bye.
Thank you. Look at that. Somebody, you know, I love the Australian accent, and then when they speak Greek, it's something. We have listeners in South Africa that sometimes call in as well, and you hear their accent. It's something. And then you'll talk to somebody from New York, and you're like, okay, here we go.
We're everywhere, Teddy, in every hemisphere, in every time zone. It's great to hear that, and having someone call from that background is just, it's poignant to what we're trying to make a point here, is that Olimazi, we can celebrate this month, and it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. So, Teddy, once again, thank you for kicking this off. Thank you for welcoming me into your wonderful nostalgic studio here in Konya Porake, Kalomina, once again.
Thank you very much. So much looking forward to this. So next Friday, same 12 pillar time, same 12 pillar channel right here on WNTN 1550 AM radio. And of course, our signal streaming around the globe on our websites, GrecianEchoes.com and WNTN.com. I'm Teddy Dimitriadis, Kostas Sideridis. Have yourselves a terrific, terrific weekend. Tomorrow, Alexander and Petro are away. We've got a pre-recorded Alexander and Petro show tomorrow with some great contemporary Greek music, all from that younger genre. I'm going to end it up with a nice song, and then the Echoes of Erin right here on WNTN Radio. Costa, have a great weekend. Nasekala.
You as well, brother.